What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia, and I'm joined by Steve Geller on our triple option feature, but it'll be double play today. So, Steve, I'll throw it to you first.
Well, right this morning, Mike, an interesting story coming out that I'm sure is going to get a ton of buzz moving forward. And the NBA has announced it's opening an investigation into allegations that the LA Clippers reportedly facilitated a $28 million no-show endorsement deal for Kawhi Leonard with a now bankrupt sustainability company, allegedly in an effort to circumvent the NBA salary cap. It seems like a Netflix episode just waiting to happen here. League officials are saying we are aware of this morning's media report regarding the Clippers and are commencing with an investigation. That's from an NBA spokesman, Mike Bass, said in a statement to USA Today Sports. It was sports reporter Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre Finds Out outlined the allegations. At the center of it is a now bankrupt green financial services company called Aspiration, and Torre uncovered thousands of pages of legal documents, including a contract signed by Kawhi Leonard for $28 million over a four-year term to market and endorse Aspiration, which previously received a significant investment from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. In the contract, a clause states that KL2 Aspire LLC, that's a company run by Kawhi Leonard, could decline to proceed with any action desired by the company, which set up a structure for Leonard to potentially receive payments without performing any work. Another clause states that Leonard will receive payments only if he continued to be a player with the Clippers. Torre also aired a former high-ranking executive who worked in the finance department with Aspiration, who agreed to be part of the interview with a voice modifier. I didn't know much as I was told about it, the person said during the interview. My reaction was, what the heck? And I was told, oh, these are the major contracts and the major players you really need to be aware of. And we went through literally really top-tier contracts. And by the way, we have a marketing deal with Kawhi Leonard, a $28 million organic marketing sponsorship. And if that had any questions about it, essentially don't, because it was to circumvent the salary cap. There was lots of LOL when things were shared. So this is a very interesting story going on with the Clippers. They've issued a statement saying neither Mr. Ballmer nor the Clippers circumvented the salary cap or engaged.
I don't know nothing.
Right. In any misconduct related to Aspiration, any contrary assertion is provably false. So we shall see what happens there. But if things do end up going down negatively for the Clippers, man, there could be some really steep penalties for that organization.
Steve, I've heard of this in college sports.
Okay.
I really have. I've had different people tell me stuff about guys getting paid to do nothing.
Right.
You know, and come on, we've all heard it. And I still think that'll happen in college athletics today. You can put all the, salary cap limitations you want. If I hire you individually to work for my company, then I'll pay you. And a lot of that's going to be done. Man, I hear, oh, they done cleaned it up. Man, the federal government, don't clean up nothing. You got to understand that. That's going to be cheating anywhere. Everybody's going to do it. And you talk about Ballmer. I think he's right now, if he's not the richest owner, he's the second richest owner in sports. I think he's worth over $100 billion.
Well, he might be facing a heavy fine in the Clippers. Who knows
what
if they end up losing
him?
Draft picks. Yeah, I guess you're right, Mike.
You can't find him financially.
Ouch,
no,
that
the
hurts,
draft
right.
Picks, the draft picks is something else. But come on, you ain't got a number big enough to to find Steve Ballmer if you worth $90 to $100 billion to your name. But everybody trying to find a way, you know, to get out of things or to work around it, and for them to say, "Oh, the owner don't know nothing about it." What? Come on, be real now. But I get it. Deniability, it's part of the game today. Steve, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, said today that adding an 18th game to the NFL regular season would push the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. He says, I think 18 weeks would get you to that point, and I think it would be a really great move.
Wow.
You can bank.
It's going to happen.
His lips are talking, but that's the owners telling him, hey, you the mouthpiece, you go out and tell him we want 18 regular season games, and we're going to try to cut that deal with the players. And, you know, Bobby brought it up. Mike, let's have Super Bowl, you know, on President's Day, on the Monday. I'm like, Bob, that would sort of change a lot of different things, the dynamics of how it is. But President's Day weekend is what the NFL is shooting for. And I think part of this, too, is a lot of people who buy regular season tickets feel like I do. Man, you paying regular season ticket money and I'm getting preseason games and I got to pay the same amount of money? Come on, I'm getting robbed here.
Right.
I'm getting robbed with this. So I think they will probably go to two preseason games, 18 regular season games, and you will have two buys during the season. And, you know, they'll just kind of settle it out where you'll have two bye weeks. But this is now being pushed real hard. And when I hear, I don't care if it was Roger Goodell or Paul Tagliabue say something, I know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. It ain't coming from them. They take the blame. You're the Secret Service agent. You take the bullet. But this is from the 32 owners saying, this is what we want because we know we can cash in. And the TV networks, radio, television, you name it, streaming services now. With all that money rolling in, they want another regular season game. And unless the good Lord take me away real quick, I think I'll live long enough to see that 18-game regular season, Steve. I think that's right around the corner.
So, Mike, you think that also that means the NFL draft would end up getting pushed back?
Yeah, I think they would like that. The reasoning why, they can take this now into May.
Yeah.
and just push back free agency, push back the draft. And people say, well, they'd go up against the horse racing gig. What? Man, the NFL, they could care less.
Man,
you can run all the races
right.
You want. That don't make any difference to us. No, I'd be a little bit scared if I was running, if it was the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont, that day I might have to go up against them on Saturday. And there is a lot of talk, too, of a four-day draft.
Right.
Of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the NFL, man, they're going to soak this into May. You can see it. That's eventually going to happen. We'll be back to finish it off in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.